Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Yeah, we took a few days off.
Yeah.
Vacay, return, and we should do a little recap and see if everybody had a good time or not. But thank you for your love. I know that a lot of people were reaching out and saying, come on, come back already. And I know we love having some time off, but we do miss hanging with you as well. But
well, the truth of the matter is that after many years of doing the show, there were a lot of vacations, quoting the Go-Go's there, that you wanted to take and have wanted to take with your family. You took one in particular you wanted to take with your family. But you can't go for like 4 days or 5 days.
Yeah.
You can't go do it. And at a certain point, you want to get the vacation done while you are still a family unit, not often in multiple places,
right,
and living their lives.
And if you're going to fly a pretty long distance, you need some extra time.
Right.
So that's what we did this time around. We went to Hawaii.
Yes.
For a vacation. And
was there a particular knife collector
we're
you
not gonna, We're okay, not going to even right, talk about right, that. Right. But no, this is a totally different vacay. I've realized, so this is my fourth trip to Hawaii,
oh, wow.
and this is...
Why don't you just buy the place?
This is my happy place.
Yeah. Hawaii
is? I realize it is my... It could be my favorite place in the world.
Really?
Oh, my God. It just... Yes. It you know, I'm just...
What's so attractive about it?
I kept finding
What makes that place so special?
I kept found myself saying just out of nowhere, I'd go, oh, man. I was just...
Pineapple!
No, it's not that. I'll tell you what it is, man. It's the environment. It's the weather. It's...
Yeah.
If you lived in that environment all the time, I can see why you would just be happy all the time. Because it's like mid-80s, and there's always a 15 to 20 mile an hour breeze. Like 10 to 20 mile an hour breeze.
It is gorgeous.
It's just so nice all the time.
And it's so nice you don't mind volcanoes.
Oh, my God.
That says it all.
I loved it. I had such a great time. But I'll just give you...
Well, let's start with you.
A couple of quick stories, because everybody, most of us took some
pretty
cool
vacations.
Don't worry,
I did nothing.
Steve didn't do anything.
I defer to the senator from Harleysville.
And Marissa didn't do anything either, really. But I had... Or as opposed to what she normally does, which is
everything.
Which is everything.
She didn't go to Cuba this time around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, no, I took the family. We did 5 days on Oahu. And five
packed
days,
up the car.
And 5 days on Kauai, which I had never been to before. That's the island. And the only island I haven't been to is the Big Island. So we'll have to get to that at some point in my life. But
wasn't that like burn? It's like burning.
No, it's not at all. It's not burning.
Kathy, its technical word is smoldering.
In fact,
no, but tourists stopped going there because there was concerns.
Yeah, yeah. So the luau we went to, which I'll tell you about in a second, they were telling us, look, all the stuff you heard about the island being on fire, it's not quite what they made it out to be.
Okay,
it's
got it.
Not nearly as bad as what you heard. So there were actually some protests going on while we were there, big time, on the Big Island. But the protests were going on throughout the state of Hawaii because they're trying to build this observatory on the sacred mountain on the Big Island.
Oh.
And so driving around, you saw all these people with these protest flags and stuff. And it was a big deal. Yeah, they were...
Oh, I thought they were protesting that planned bridge to the mainland.
No, that's still a go. We're still happy about that. But let me tell you about the coolest thing I did while we were there.
You did a lot of cool things.
Yeah, we did. I try to be activity heavy.
Right, yeah.
And so I did. My son and I went scuba diving, and we went on a wreck dive. Had never done that before.
You can dive while you're wrecked?
No, not that. Oh. You go down to a shipwreck and you dive inside the ship.
It can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it can be. This was a simple one. It was pretty easy. And we went down 90 feet, which is the deepest I've ever been.
That is deep.
And my son, too. And it was so damn cool. So I got to thank Reef Pirates Diving, which is who we went with. They're on the island of Oahu. And our dive master is a guy named Crash.
Crash?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he looked like a Crash. He looked like a surfer. Blonde hair, long blonde hair.
It's
going to
be
stuff.
A day you'll remember forever, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So
name's Crash.
It was so cool. We go down into this. It was a landing craft unit. That was the type of ship that was, and it was small. It wasn't like a big thing where you go all through the chambers of the ship and everything. It was enough for us to kind of get our feet wet, so to say, with wreck diving. So now I'm hooked. Now I want to go and do wreck diving.
Wreck diving.
And I didn't, I'd forgotten how much I love scuba diving. I want to make this my thing.
Yeah.
But it's next to impossible. Because
go do it off the Jersey Shore.
Exactly. Exactly.
With a foot and a half visibility.
No visibility at all. But while we, and Casey, you would love this, while we went under the ship, one of the first things we see is a white-tipped reef shark just swimming around inside this. It was a full-grown one. It was like 5 to 6 feet long. It was big.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all. Not. I wasn't even the slightest bit scared.
No.
It was so beautiful. It was so cool to see. And while we were down there, we also did a reef dive, which, so at this time of year, so, you know, the North Shore is where all the waves happen in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And apparently in the summer, they have this southern swell that comes up, and apparently it was the biggest summer swell of the season. And so things are moving around a lot under the ocean, and you need to go down deep. Otherwise, if you're too shallow, you literally get thrown around.
Oh, that's how tumultuous it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So the 90-foot depth makes it. Okay, so that's the deepest you go. The ship is sunk. Is it on its side? Is it?
It's upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Poseidon Adventure.
So we went up underneath it. Yeah, it was pretty damn cool. And I have video I posted on Instagram of it. But anyway, the second dive we did was a reef dive, and that one we had to go down below 50 feet because to get underneath the swell. But still, every now and then you'd be swimming along, and then you would just, like, move 8 feet to the right and then back over to the...
It's like the electric slide.
Yeah. It's a lot like that, yeah.
Hey, real quick, I want to go back to the wreck. Was it, like, an accidental wreck, or was it something that they...
I don't know.
You don't even know?
Okay. I didn't ask. Okay. It didn't look like it was put down there on purpose, but it might have been. I'm not really sure. But anyhow, on the reef dive, we saw two more reef sharks, two moray eels, and an octopus. And it was so cool, man. I just loved it.
I would love to see an octopus. Of all
six
of those.
Six gerbils, two cats, a hamster, and a rabbit.
They were all down there.
Eels, I would like to stay away from. Barracuda, shark, octopus, I would love to see one of those.
So my wife does a lot of diving.
Yeah.
And she loves it. She's just like you, Preston. She just loves it, and it just finds it like nothing else on Earth.
Yeah.
She has seen the barracuda. She's, you know, the a lot of sharks, actually. And as you pointed out, Preston, for the most part, they're just doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know.
They just, they actually, the hard part is getting close to them. They want to get away from you. So,
and part of the benefit of the buddy system is if you want to draw them in closer, you cut your buddy.
Yeah.
And then
that's how you draw them in.
Yeah.
You make them the chum. So that was really awesome. We did
that's
that.
Awesome.
And while we were on Oahu, how about this? So we fly in, we get set up at our hotel, and we were just starving. We had to get something to eat, so we're just like, let's just go somewhere close and grab a bite to eat. Right across from where we were staying was the Hard Rock Cafe. I'm like, let's just go over there and get dinner. So we go over there, we sit down, our server takes our order, and then the guy comes back, who brings the food out. Usually it's a different person than the server, and I was wearing an MMR shirt, and he goes, all right, you know, here's food, blah, blah, blah. He goes, oh, you guys from Philly? I go, yeah. And he looks at me, he goes, wait, are you Preston?
No way.
I go, you're like the first person we've met in Hawaii.
You're like Don Ho.
And it's this guy named Andy who moved there, I guess, earlier this year and started living like a van life. He lives in his van in Hawaii.
Wow. That's amazing.
With his gal. And
wow.
Yeah. And he was just this really... Dude, everybody I've met who moved there is just so goddamn happy. It's ridiculous.
Well,
this big smile on their face, like, dude, I love it here. I love it.
So, it's paradise. It is, however, expensive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of living is because everything's got to be brought. Unless
that's
you're going,
why the dude lives in his van.
Yeah.
You know?
Could you think you and the fam could move into a large van?
Oh, my God. Well, maybe.
Hey, what was Honolulu like? Because I've heard mixed reviews on that particular part of the island.
It depends on what you want. I mean, it's...
If you want hookers, it's perfect.
It's totally... Yeah, there's plenty of hookers. No, but it's metropolitan, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The beach is right there, Waikiki Beaches, but it is busy, busy, busy. Traffic like crazy.
It is crazy.
And tons of tourists, obviously.
We walked around when we were down. So the funny thing...
We literally saw hookers while we were there.
And top-level hookers, like primo hookers.
The weird thing about that, Preston, there, is that when you're walking down the street, Nick, and you're seeing these buildings... You walk through the lobby of those buildings, and you're on
incredible beaches.
Okay.
Yep. So, and, but you don't see them because of the buildings.
And by the way, the lobbies have no walls.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just open. It's open everywhere, and the breeze comes through, and it's fantastic. And each one of the places that we stayed in, all of the walls are they're glass. They just you roll them back. You open them wide open. There's you know, two walls instead of four. It's amazing.
I've never been to Hawaii, but I've always heard that the best place to go is where you went was Kauai.
Yeah, so that was second. Before I get to Kauai, real quick, I want to give a plug to the luau that we did on Oahu, and I found this on TripAdvisor. This place hasn't even been open a year. It's called, and you'll laugh at the name, but it's called the Nut Ridge Experience. The reason it's called,
I like it already.
Reason it's called Nut Ridge is because
we play with your nuts.
No, because it takes place on the first macadamia nut plantation.
Oh,
in Hawaii.
I love macadamia nuts.
And so, it's an old property, and this is my fourth luau I've been to. And instead of going to one where there's like 150, 200 people and all these dancers on stage and, you know, this big production and stuff, only about 60 people can go to this. It's very, very small.
Ooh, that's
they don't
cool.
even use
very privileged.
Microphones or anything like that.
Really?
Everybody is right there on and you walk through the woods to these other stages that are set up in different spots. It was the coolest luau I've ever been to. Is very, very personal, very family-like, and that's what a luau is supposed to be. It's supposed to be like a family party, and they teach about Hawaiian culture, and obviously you have the food and drinks and everything. It was one of the best things I did.
So just called, the luau, just having the poi and all that stuff. Do you have all the classic foods?
Yeah, we had all the classic foods.
What about like the fire dancers? That's what I just for some reason in my mind. That's what
they had you know, three women that were doing the hula dancing, which by the way. Mm-hmm. Hula dancing is so incredibly sexy. It is just, I'm mesmerized by these women.
Get a boner.
I didn't have a boner. I'm a family with me. I don't have a boner around my kids. But anyway, listen, if you're going to Oahu, do this. And trust me, it's going to be really hard to book this thing as word gets out about it. I was just blown away by it. It was so awesome.
So very intimate. And how many courses? I mean, once I was to a luau, and I don't think it was really a luau because it was in a Wendy's.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure it was authentic.
No, it's more like a barbecue. A luau is you don't have courses. You just go up and you load up a big
plate, like a buffet.
Yeah, but they had, the pork and all the things that you would expect. But more so, it's a beautiful property, really cool people. We had a great time, but it's called the Nut Ridge Experience. Look it up if you're going to Hawaii. I recommend that to you. And it's up on the mountain.
Yeah.
So you look down on Honolulu. It's way up high, and you get these gorgeous views while you're there. So
that's awesome.
I love that. Yeah, and then, Nick, then we went to Kauai. It was my first time going there. It's called the Garden Island.
Yeah.
And it's literally, you're going to the country of Hawaii. It's really where a lot of farmland, a lot of wide open natural areas.
So a lot
areas.
Of pickup trucks and stuff. And
A fair amount, really? Actually, yeah. And it's Waimea Canyon is there. There are a lot of areas, the Nepali coast, you can't get to. You either have to take a boat or a helicopter.
Huh.
And it's all those Jurassic Park scenes.
Yes, yeah.
Were filmed in Kauai.
Oh. It's
all over the island. But when they first fly in the helicopter, that's the Nepali coast of Hawaii.
That's awesome.
Of Kauai. We're sitting here looking at things, and I'm going, this doesn't look real. If I didn't see the water moving on the waterfall way off in the distance here, I wouldn't think this was real.
Right.
It just doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
We did a wonderful thing. We met with the people that we just encountered, the locals, and we said, where should we go? You know, because I've read.
Straight to hell.
I did all my research about where the things you go and things you should do, but I really found out some cool spots that I wouldn't have found out otherwise by just talking to people that work at the restaurants and so on.
So the locals were giving you the tips.
Yeah. So we ended up, one of the nights we went, and I'll post this video of us at sunset. It's called the Polihale State Park, State Park, and it's as far west and north as you can drive before you hit the Nepali coast, and it was the most stunning sunset I've ever seen. We just absolutely loved it. So, and you needed a Jeep to get to where you were going.
And you stayed on the island?
Yeah, we stayed.
For how long?
We stayed there for 5 days.
Okay.
So we did five on Oahu and five on Kauai, and here's the best thing about this whole deal is nothing went wrong while we were there. There were no snags. There were no issues. There were just, it was.
No lice.
Nothing but. Yeah, no
lice.
Yeah, Rochelle said, how was vacation without lice this time around? We got lice last summer.
No diarrhea. No, like, what was that bizarre skin condition that you had, Kathy? All this weird stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the whole time.
No ancient medallion that caused you bad luck.
Yep. No
Vincent Price in a cave.
No, you know, there was no spider calling on Alice.
No.
And the thing didn't fall off the wall and land on Bobby. It was great.
It was all good.
Greg didn't have a problem surfing. We went surfing, by the way, while we were there.
How'd you
went
do?
I did okay.
Yeah.
I've been surfing before, but my sons got up immediately.
Yeah.
Were you doing the toe-in surfing?
No. They weren't having no big waves this time around,
no.
Steve. So,
When you fly home, do you have to go back to Honolulu to fly home, or you did
direct from Kauai?
Okay,
and
to Philly.
To L.A. and then to Philly.
Okay,
but off of Kauai, fly back to the mainland, which was pretty cool. I wasn't sure if we'd have to fly back to Honolulu.
You flew to Dallas on the way there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear God, that is the most amazing airport I've ever seen in my life.
It's not bad.
It's unreal.
Marissa and I went there a couple of years ago because we had a junket out in San Diego. And, it was nice.
It's like a mall.
Yeah.
Like a really
it is huge.
Upscale mall.
Dallas-Fort Worth, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of any other highlights because I want to hear about your guys' vacays as well. But it was...
You went scuba diving. You had an authentic luau. You met a guy at Hard Rock.
We went on... we did a zip line tour. My kids wanted a zip line. I didn't really care about it. I figured you can do that anywhere, but you do get these amazing views. But the last zip that we did was over 3/4 of a mile long.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
3/4 of a mile?
Yeah, it was... It's the biggest zip on that island for sure. Maybe even in the entire state of Hawaii.
But I did one in New Hampshire last year. It was about a mile. You can get up to like 60 miles per hour.
You're hauling ass.
There was one I was looking at. Where was it? It was a PBS series I was watching yesterday evening. And that zip line reaches a top speed of 90 miles an hour. I think it's in Scotland. 90 miles an hour.
I love them, but I do think they're overpriced for the amount of time you get. I feel right. like what I paid for at that place in, I think it was in Attitash, New Hampshire, he should have let you go twice. You know, because essentially
is it just one straight line? Because a lot of them have zip tours where you'll, like, for example, if you go like, to Whistler, you can do, like, there's a series. You go from one to the other, and it takes a while.
Yeah, there were two separate zip lines.
Right.
You're just
down and up.
Down and up.
A couple other quick things. Yes, we did go to Pearl Harbor. I've been there a couple times before.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Although you can't go on the memorial still.
They redoing it?
No, there was a boat ran into the dock and broke it, and they're still repairing it. All right. They're not doing an upgrade on it. They're just repairing it. So, and then we also did this really cool thing on Kauai. There was a an old sugarcane plantation. None of the sugarcane plantations exist there anymore. But they have these irrigation systems from the early days of the plantation that go all through this property. And you can go on inner tubes and float down these irrigation systems, and they go through tunnels.
Mm, that's pretty cool.
That were dug back in the mid-1900s.
I saw those pictures. I didn't know what that was. It looked awesome.
It was pretty incredible. Yeah. And that was really... Yeah, here's a picture, Steve, of us doing it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. A little freaky in some points for my daughter, but it was a very unique experience.
Did you get to golf at all?
You know what? I took my shoes with me.
Okay.
And I was going to rent clubs, but... The idea of playing never even crossed my mind one time.
Because you're having so much fun doing other stuff.
It was too much. I can play golf here.
Good for you.
And I wasn't going to eat up 5 or 6 hours when I could be in paradise on a beach somewhere or doing some experience I've never done before. So I passed on golf. But I'm telling you, I think it was the best vacation ever.
The best vacation? Well, yeah. You said, the last one was pretty damn good. You're on a good streak.
We're kind of torn between that and Sweden, which the best ever was. But I kept finding myself so many times just going, God, I love it here. And I'm like, that's what you want from a vacation.
True.
So it was phenomenal. All right, who's up next?
Save me for last because I'm the most boring. Stories.
I know I ate up most of our time, but...
Right. I went to Montauk. It was beautiful. I absolutely love it there. And I made an effort this vacation to... Because sometimes when you go on vacation, you're like, okay, we got to do this. We got to go, go, go. We got to, you know...
Like Preston.
Get all of this in, and I made a conscious effort to just kind of relax, and no matter what, because my son moves so slow, it is unbelievable, and I know a lot of kids do, but every teacher that we've ever had says, well, he operates at his own pace, and sometimes it makes me, you know, I get a little tense, and I'm like, come on, let's go, we gotta move, and I read an article a while ago that said that you shouldn't do that, blah, 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 whatever. So during vacation, we just kind of relaxed and we kind of moved at his pace. And
it
was
great. More?
Yeah. You know, I didn't let things bother me. If we didn't get something, you know, we didn't get to a site we wanted to see. Oh, well, you know, no big deal. And he had a great time. And that's what it was all about. And
So you stayed in the Zen mode or you're just keeping a list?
No. Like, yeah. Just kind of just right. Stay.
This goes on the list.
We didn't make it.
Missed
to the
out
point.
On the flower garden.
This goes on the list.
Can I ask you a question, Kathy?
Yeah.
All right. So you posted. And by the way, I loved watching your vacation on Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. You posted a photo on Facebook where your boobs looked really big.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the pants.
On Facebook? No. On Facebook, and somebody that we know. Commented, and it wasn't me that commented, said, wow, look at your Hooters. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he wrote that.
I couldn't believe he wrote that either, okay. And I deleted it, and I don't think we should talk about
okay.
it.
Okay, all right, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't
me.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
No, but wait, I thought you were going to bring up the pants.
You were wearing pants?
Or the lack thereof.
Oh, yeah.
So I posted a handstand picture while I was in Montauk. And listen, every time I wear these pants, I get this comment. Like, I'll be in Target in a store and someone will go, oh, my God, at first glance, I thought you had no pants on. Yeah. They're kind of like a pinkish peach color pants.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're a little bit far away, it looks like I'm not
skin
wearing
tone.
Pants.
Those are pants?
Yeah.
I honestly just thought you had like some strap up your ass there.
Yeah, right?
No, that's like, I'm wearing pants.
I'm like, why would she wear that?
Well, you're not wearing shoes or socks either, Kat. So it kind of...
No.
It blends into your feet.
Take a closer look.
Steve, do you think that I would have posted a picture with no pants on?
Yeah. It's the only reason.
The only way the only way that you can tell is you look at the color of her arms.
And also it's Kathy. Peach. And also it's Kathy.
That's
Kathy
true
would
too.
Never take a picture like that.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, no. She's wearing pants.
I thought maybe, all right, she was this is her yoga outfit. Wait, she likes to let her cooter hang out.
So it's Kathy Romano 11 on Instagram.
And you know what? I love these pants. They're the most comfortable yoga pants I have. I have them in two colors. Fortunately, the other color is green, so it does look like I'm wearing pants.
So let me get this straight. Montauk's really just an excuse for you to be an exhibitionist, right?
I go naked to the
beach. Okay, I see down. So there's a little ridge above your ankle, which is... Okay, now I see
it. So go to the other picture. Go to the handstand picture. I feel like you can see... Because you can see my ankles a little bit better.
But this clearly looks like your ass is...
Yeah.
No, but it just seemed like, okay, I guess she was wearing a thong or whatever.
And listen, you guys know I love yoga. I love doing handstands. Like, I've been practicing for a long time now. And so I post some pictures, and I was excited to post this picture. Never thought once about the pants. Until 95% of the comments were about me not wearing pants.
Well, it's clear that you shave because there's no... I mean,
there's no discernible
bush
or genitals. It's very Barbie-like.
You must have had those removed. Yeah. The curtains were off that day. No, now here I can clear... If I had seen this picture, I would have realized you would have had to have been wearing pants.
Hey, I thought
but
it was
they're,
cool.
They're very flesh-colored, Kathy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy, I thought it was cool that Jace went surfing, too.
Yeah, so Jace did a surf camp, which was awesome, and he loved it. He did a great job with it, and I got some really cool pictures, and it was fun to kind of see him do that. And then he also passed his black band test at our pool. That's like a big deal when kids... pass the test. They can go off
which
the diving
band,
board.
The Temptations?
No, but he, we were talking about it because there were so many things that like he accomplished over this vacation and that he was proud of. So, and that was what it was all about. So
do you guys have a high dive?
No, we don't have a high dive case.
Dude, stupid insurance. You know, people are getting rid of their high dives, man. Yeah. Because that's great. Listen, that's a huge deal. You know, as a lifeguard who did so many of those tests for kids and being a kid that at one point had to pass one of those tests, that's a big deal.
Yeah, he was really, really excited about that. So
when you were showing up without any pants on, was he very embarrassed? My mother's very free.
Well, I'm glad you took it at a different pace.
Yes, we did.
It works out better when you let him run your life.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, who else? Who wants to share?
California for 2 weeks as well. We left on Friday, our last day of work, and then got back on Saturday. And I went to three new national parks, which were phenomenal. I went to Yosemite.
The focus of your trips over the past couple of trips have been going to all the national parks.
Last 3 or 4 years, there are 61 national parks, official national parks in the entire country, and I'd like to get to all of them before I die.
So, which three did you do this time?
I did Yosemite, which I'd never been to before.
Beautiful,
unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah. You might have the best pictures out of anybody on your Instagram
your girlfriend's a top level photographer.
Yeah. Although I took some, I've learned from her how to take better photos and
make pictures.
I can't speak, but I can take pictures.
You've been off for a couple of weeks.
It's been, yeah. It's
my
been
camera's not taking good pictures.
Yosemite was first, and then we did Kings Canyon and Sequoia National Parks at the end, and then did The Whitney Portal Road, which gets you up to about 8,000, 9,000 feet below Mount Whitney, and then this place called the Alabama Hills. And, Steve, I brought this back for you. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Nick about Yosemite and the crowds.
Great question. Don't go to Yosemite on a Saturday in the summer.
Okay.
There are three main parts of Yosemite. The first is Yosemite Valley, and that's where El Cap is, where Alex Honnold climbed in free solo. There's Half Dome as well. And it just gets packed in the summertime, and we literally hit traffic jams. I mean, we were stopped.
That just would suck if you're out in as rural as you can get in nature, and you're stuck in a traffic jam.
And to Kathy's point, like we were calm. I wasn't angry. I didn't get worked up about it. It was also the first day of vacation, so I was still it was stress free or whatever. So I dealt with it. But it is it's a little annoying. There's also this place called Hetch Hetchy, which is there's a dam there now, but it used to rival the Yosemite Valley, and you could, it has features that are like El Capitan and Half Dome. So we went there, and then there's this place called Wawona and the Mariposa Grove, and there are sequoias there. So we covered a lot of Yosemite National Park. We also went to Tuolumne Meadows, and that's the only road that goes entirely east-west through the entire park, and we drove out that. Went to the eastern side of the Sierra, went to this place called Onion Valley, camped there, and then hiked from Onion Valley up to Kearsarge Pass. This is one of the best hikes I've ever done in my life. It's one of the best nights of camping I've ever had in my life. It was unbelievably beautiful. There was nobody there. We hiked in, camped, so we brought all our gear, all our food, everything, and stayed there for a few nights, and it was just unbelievably beautiful. It was just an incredible night of camping, so... I loved going there. And then so from there, we went east and then south again. And we went to this place, Steve, that really reminded me of you. It's called Alabama Hills, and it's in sort of the foothills below Mount Whitney.
Right.
They have shot tons of movies there over the years, a lot of old Hollywood Westerns. And so I brought this back for you.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
I can show you off air or whatever. But it was so neat because Rawhide, The Lone Ranger, Hopalong Cassidy, How the West Was Won, High Sierra, like all these.
Gardner.
Constant Gardner, yeah. Schindler's List, Pearl Harbor.
All of those.
Yeah.
12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
Philadelphia
was shot
2001
there.
A Space Odyssey.
2001 right. A Space Odyssey.
Yep. Star Wars.
Good Burger.
No, but it was really neat place to go and to
Baby's
see.
Day Out.
Baby's Day Out.
And when you go to a place like that, and I've had, thankfully in my life, I've had the occasion where you go and you see something that is nature, but you've seen it in so many movies. There are a series of boulders that are just outside of L.A. where the Hollywood community has shot so many, westerns, you would recognize this configuration of boulders. They're used constantly, but when you see them, it's like they're like stars.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and you're out in the middle.
I know that boulder.
Right, and you're out in the middle of nature, and there's this huge museum to all the movies that were made there.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
To the Hollywood of yesteryear. So that was really cool. And then we went south again, did Sequoia and Kings Canyon, which were two national parks that I'd never been to before. I'd never been in Sierra Nevada, and if you're interested in going to California, it's really. It's such a vast state. I mean, Preston, you talked about Hawaii being your happy place. California might be mine, but you can go from the Sierra Nevada to the beach in the day. You can go to the desert. You can go swimming. And there's so many options and so many things to do and see. And we covered a lot of ground. And then I have friends and family who live in Los Angeles, and we ended our trip there and went to Manhattan Beach and stayed at the Inn at Playa del Rey, which is just this incredible place. And then flew home on Saturday. So we were back Saturday night. But, man, it was a great 2 weeks.
Nice.
It was really cool, yeah.
That's awesome.
And Sequoia and Kings Canyon have the biggest trees in the world. Not the tallest and not necessarily the widest, but some of the biggest trees you will ever see. And it's without sounding trite or commonplace, you walk among these giants and you can't help but feel humbled. They are 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 years old.
They almost look like they can't be real.
Well, yeah, Preston, you were talking about Kauai and looking around and seeing this isn't real. This is fake. You know, it's like it looks like Endor. It looks like Return of the Jedi. And that's how massive and how impressive they are.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a great trip.
Excellent. All right, well, we're doing Vacay Recap. And Casey went out west.
I did.
As well, yeah.
I was able to squeeze a lot into a little bit of a time, so I flew out into Vegas on Sunday the 14th, and then I toured a little bit of the Grand Canyon on Monday, Zion National Park on Tuesday, and then Bryce Canyon National Park on Wednesday. So, and the other thing is, like, listen, if you're ever thinking about doing it, you're looking at the pictures and you're like, wow, this is amazing, I'm just telling you. Firsthand, pictures don't do any of it justice.
Yeah.
None of it do. You know, they're beautiful. Yeah. You can do whatever you want with the composition or whatever, but unless you're there soaking it in with your own two eyeballs, no pictures do it any justice whatsoever.
I agree. We were taking pictures of Waimea Canyon, and I'm like, it just doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
I can show people these, but until you see the actual depth and sizes.
Yeah.
You have to see that in person.
And I probably would have done my trip a little bit differently in the sense that we did Bryce Canyon last. If I'm going to make a recommendation to anybody, if you're going to do Bryce, Zion, Grand Canyon, do Bryce first because the other.
Big.
Yeah, the other two are way more grand on a grander scale. So
right.
When you get the Bryce after you've stared and walked into the Grand Canyon. It doesn't suck, but you're like, oh, this sucks.
Stupid canyon sucks.
This is cute. Look at these hoodoos. Aw.
But it's one road in and one road out. And
sucks.
The other ones are much more vast and impressive.
So we actually, my cousin Georgie
and
I. My cousin Georgie and I went. We flew into Vegas. We set up camp in Kanab, Utah. So that's like southern Utah. It's like 2 minutes from the Arizona border. And that's where we set up camp. And then we hired this guy named Nick, by the way.
To
piggyback us in. Nick was from the Kanab Tour Company. And so we hired him to just show us around, which was like money well spent because he knew everything and all the back roads. And so you talk about one road in and one road out for Bryce. We went a different road, Nick.
Oh.
And we went through
a road,
like,
less traveled.
Wait, dude, it was like rocky.
Huh.
Not like Balboa, but like actual rocks.
Every
day used to be the favorites of my tour. he got a road no one knows about because it doesn't exist.
It was we went through ranches and stuff like that, and then up to like the back entrance of Bryce Canyon.
Okay.
We
so you avoided some crowds.
Definitely. Swam in an alpine lake. It was just like
made
one of those.
Made love to a bear.
Well, no, I mean that the coolest part was like we were just driving past a lake, and we're like, oh, what is that? Can we go swimming? And he's like, yeah, let's go.
Yep.
And so we just hopped around.
That's love cool. That's cool. To have that kind of latitude.
Yeah, found the rope swings. You know, swung into the lake.
Killed a hitchhiker.
Buried him in the lake, dude.
Any pictures of you swimming in the lake?
There's video somewhere of me.
Do you have any bare ass shots like Kathy has?
Well, yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact,
no. But
I
don't think I have the video because it was taken on my on Nick's camera. But when I swung into the lake, my pants came down. It was like half of my ass cracked. And I inside my bathing suit. I don't know why or how that happened, but but it's considered an alpine lake because it's above 7,000 feet or something like that. I don't know. Dude, listen, when it comes to me, if you're going to teach me stuff along the way, don't waste your breath. I'm not paying attention. All right, I'm just looking at things.
You're looking at bugs. Hey, how are the
bugs?
How are the crowds in Zion?
So when you were mentioning the crowds where you were, I'm sure they're going to head to where Zion went, which is there's now just a bus that goes through the park.
The shuttle, right?
Yeah. So they have a shuttle.
Zion and shuttle?
Yeah, so they essentially have like 9 different shuttle stations and all that sort of stuff.
You have to park outside the park.
You got to park outside the park, and it actually works out better that way. The only bummer of
that's crazy.
Is there is a giant tunnel that goes through like one of the mountains there, and if a tour bus or anything that's oversized is going through this tunnel, they have to shut it down, and then you got to wait for, you know, whatever to because there's not enough room in the tunnel for, you know, both sets of vehicles to go through. So we got held up there on the way out. But I'll tell you what, the shuttle system was awesome. You know, we parked. We got there early because we also, because we ended up hiking Angel's Landing. So Angel's Landing is just a giant rock.
And there's so many places you guys are talking about here.
Yeah.
Different trails and parks,
Steve,
and streets. And you met Rocky.
You as a hiker would love Angel's Landing. It was, I mean, it's just a giant cliff that you walk up. And it was very difficult for me, not as hard as Mount Washington was last year, but I'm out of shape. But you go all the way up, and then you get to a point where it's not just like constant switchbacks. Now you're at a point where it's like just a sheer cliff.
Right.
And you've got to...
Were you climbing up with the sheer rock face?
No, but you have to use these chains to get to the top. If you slip and fall, that's it. You're done.
You're dead?
Yeah, you're dead.
Do they tell you that ahead of time?
No doubt. So
I've heard that because of the crowds there, that they're going to probably move forward with like a permitting system for
They might have to. They might have to because, listen, heights don't do anything for me. I'm not afraid of heights. So I had no problems going up or down. My cousin took a video. It's up on my Instagram page. I'm not the one holding the camera here. So people are like, you don't do that. That's dangerous. Well, you can yell at my cousin because I didn't do that.
What picture are we talking about that caused this consternation here?
It's not a picture. It's a video. But okay. I thought the video made it look way more scarier than I thought it really was. I watched the video, I go, oh wow. Man, that's a long way down. That is a really long way down. But the problem here, Steve, is once you get to the chain part, there's only one way up and one way down. So if there are a whole bunch of people coming down, you need to make room for them. And there's not a whole lot of room to be made for these, you know, people coming down or going back up. But like I said, it didn't really bother me all that much. But once you got up there, it was pretty great.
Well,
pretty awesome.
It sounds awesome. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And listen, a very healthy trip to take.
Yeah.
You're exercising the whole time.
Yeah. So
and killing hitchhikers.
You can actually use our social media posts from this if you have vacation or if you want some ideas of what to check out. I mean, it's right there.
Don't use mine.
Yeah. Not Steve's, but everybody else. But we all like talking about it. I mean, I think we like learning from one another. You know, we learn from listeners and listeners can learn from us. And I think it's a cool resource.
Where's the best place to go and not wear pants? Obviously, Montauk.
Yeah, listen, though, I do love talking about Montauk. It's one of my places where when I go there, I feel like I'm at home. And actually, Natalie from one of the other stations in our cluster is there right now. And I was like, you didn't tell me you were going. Do you need any suggestions? So, yeah, I can always offer that.
No, but you know what? Good, sweetie. I wear pants when I go.
Steve, though, I know you keep joking, but staying home and I hope you relax because that's like...
I ended up working. But...
Did you enjoy your pool?
It was nice. It was nice. My wife enjoyed it. You know, it's something she's always wanted, and we finally got one, and so she was thrilled. So it was good.
One final quick note is our final day was Thursday, and we had all day because we had a late flight. So we ended up going to Lake Mead, and we went to go rent Wave Runners.
Yeah.
But the two people in front of us took the last two Wave Runners, so we ended up renting a sport boat. I think I want to buy a sport boat. Dude, that was so much fun. I've always like not been like a big fan of boats and stuff like that.
Because of the whole water element.
Because of the whole water element. No, I don't want to go out into the ocean, right?
Right. Because the sharks can find you.
Yes, and there aren't as many sharks in the bay. But I'm telling you, the sport boat, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to be a boat guy.
You might be a lake guy.
Yeah.
Is the deal. It's just way different. You can take a smaller, powerful boat out.
Yeah.
onto a lake and really open it up and have fun and not have to worry about the choppiness of the ocean.
Right, right.
And you might be a lake guy. Unfortunately, there's not a ton of lakes around here to go.
Well, Wildwood has, like, their bays aren't, like, really, really big and, like, choppy and all that sort of stuff. In fact, there's a place they call Sunset Lake in Wildwood that I would take the boat there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I might be a boat guy.
All righty.
All right.
Fair enough.
And Woo! You can run drugs.
No. So Steve stayed home. We got to take a break.
Yes, it's been going on. Just I stayed home and I did a few things.
All right. And Marissa stayed home.
Yeah. And she did something.
She went to Lancaster a lot. A lot of time. Oh, your microphone doesn't work in there.
Yeah, I actually got so bored that I went out and got another job for the 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
I started bartending and bus backing. My boyfriend actually opened up a tap room out in Chester. So I was working there during the Union games.
Chester, PA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right around the corner from the Union Stadium.
Okay. So you did that?
Yeah, literally. I was behind the bar. There's a great post I'm going to share where a couple was just drinking beer, and they're like, oh, my God, and we got photobombed by the bartender. And I was like, oh, that was me. Got really excited.
All right.
Wait, you did something last night that you posted where it was like a model shot of you spinning around at a fashion show or something?
Oh, that was from the Philly Style Party last week.
Oh, that was last week?
Yeah. It was,
okay.
Their 20th anniversary at the Kimmel Center. So
have you guys seen this?
Got back my photos.
She looks like $1 million.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
Yeah, it's a really cool shot of you. It's literally like a model shot of you spinning around. And
Is she wearing pants?
She is wearing pants.
Oh, it's that 360 camera.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's the, that's the 360 camera that they have.
Yeah, visit Philly brought it out. It's like one of those things they do on, like, the E! Red carpet where you, like, spin around and
well, it looks awesome.
The camera is circling around you. Yeah. Nice.
So Alex Holly posted one that was like that as well.
Nice.
You look great.
All right. Well, listen, vacation out of our system, back to work. That's the message as of now. So
if anybody wants any of the things that I mentioned about my vacation, I'll post them online.
You have please a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, the the rack system you put up in your garage.
In the garage.
How to clean out.
Yeah. We want to see all of that.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.